Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, where we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. So we gonna play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we gonna play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, and put it in the bud. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh wee.
Yeah, we're going to get right into it. Raheem Divine, anytime, any place, on a wet, wet Wednesday, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
I don't want to stop just because people walking by or watching us. I don't give a damn what give a damn.
Anytime, any place, anytime, any place.
Yeah. On a wet, wet Wednesday.
Yeah.
Hey, Miss Unbelievable. Hey.
Hi.
I'm gonna say like this. Have you ever had somebody where it was at any time, any place? You there? I'm talking about whenever you see them, they can ask. Any time, any place.
Yeah.
You want me to give your mama? Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. That's me all the time. That's me all the time. Janet Jackson, when she came out with that, like, that was like my anthem. It was like, what? I was like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Anytime. I don't know, because I guess for me, if I feel you like that at all times, I'm like ready for you. Like, oh, you wait? Oh, baby, you wait? Okay. Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. What about you? Anytime, any place?
Yeah, I've been there before. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. Anytime. What? Right now? Right here? For real? That's how you feel? Fuck how they feel. Let's do it. Let's do it. That's what it is. Wednesday. We're bringing it in a little sexy tonight. You know what it is. Couples music only. R&B music. Something to set y'all in the mood. You know what I'm talking about? Where y'all get butt naked and step with your lover or something. I don't know. But, hey, we definitely going to set the mood for y'all. So what we're going to talk about tonight, I know we got Jazzy. She'll be calling in here in just a little bit. I thought this was her over here now. But if it was her, she'd been opening up her own line by now. You know how she do. But what we're talking about tonight, let's see. What do we got going on? Hold on. I want to make sure I say this right. I believe it's what is it? Six ways that autumn, what is it? Makes you feel sexy, something like that. I'm going to get to it. Hold on. I'm always going to mess something up. Surprising ways autumn affects your sex life. There we go. Now it's six surprising ways that autumn affects your sex life. Let's see what else we got here. Let's see. We're gonna wait a little bit. We're gonna let some more people call in. But yeah, we come up this way. I'm pretty sure there's some ways people out there you can think of some things. What is it about the autumn that sets you in the mood? You know what I mean? I mean, what is it? You think I know one thing for me? One thing I like about autumn is I can dress up. You know, I'm talking about really dressing. You can't really dress up too much in the summer. It is. You'll be went outside, look like, you know, went swimming in your suit. You know, you're all funky because you don't got a, you know what I mean? So you can't really do that much. But I can show out once it starts to cool off, you know what I mean, in the autumn. And it ain't too cold, you know, where you can't wear dress socks. You'll be the only one in the house with some Stacey Adams and some sweat socks on because your feet cold. I'm just saying. So, yeah, that's something to me that makes it, you know, sexy for me. Is there something for you, you know what I mean, that, the autumn that might set the mood for you?
I like just the weather, period. Is that not too cold, not too hot weather? So it's that weather where you can just, like, really just, like, lay back and chill. You can go for a walk. You can cuddle. You can... how, like, you're more intimate, like, you're more closer.
Right. Yeah. So, that's one of the things we're going to talk about tonight. We got some more sexy music for y'all. I'm pretty sure somebody's going to come up with a super sexy topic, trying to keep it a little freaky tonight. Big shout out to Miss K-Rise. I'm pretty sure she'll be calling in tonight. She helped us out with our topic tonight. So, we're going to break it down for y'all. But, hey, I got some more music. Let me see. It's got to be couples music, right? It's got to be sexy.
Just sexy. Oh, you got some new, what about that new addition or that Velvet DeVoe, you know, remix?
Okay. I think we got some new Velvet DeVoe. Let's see what they got that's sexy right quick. Let me see here. I know they got some hot stuff on them because, yeah, we had their album. We'll promote it. One of the people promoting it out front. So, let's see while I find it. Come on, man. I'm over here losing the groove. So, all right, number of you can connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and all other social media. So, all right, here's some new BBD. This is them in SWV. This is something sexy for y'all on a wet, wet Wednesday.
Hey, yo, Taz. You know, I'll be seeing you backstage.
We live, y'all.
Call us up. We live. Call us up. We're going to open the lines in a bit. 424-243-9649 with the guy to press one to talk and get in the groove.
Press one. Press one. Get in the groove with us. Yeah.
Talk to me, I'm like caught up in your words, you see. I just can't deny it anymore. Said anymore. It's like you've unlocked the best part of me and laid it out for the world to see. I've been lying, final thing that you might be an angel in disguise. You recognize my flaws. There's no other love that I adore. Girl, it's gotta be you. Baby, you give me everything, so I'ma give you more. You never gotta worry about me, I'ma leave for sure. When you finally
leave, finally get it right, finally get it right.
And I'm going to drop this old school cut right here, because when you finally get it right, you put a little more oomph in it. You dig? Jagged Edge, put a little oomph in it, featuring Ashanti, Monsters Radio Live.
Wait, y'all.
Fresh. No lemonade game. Yeah, man. Everybody watching this, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm real chill. Me and you. We'll put that on.
Y'all know what this is.
Love it when you wind on me. When you put it right on me. All the faces that you make, all the sounds you create. When you put a little, when you put a little bit of thumping.
squeezing and you won't let go. When you put a little ump in it, keep telling me how much you love me. When you put a little ump in it, when you put a little bit of ump in it. Oh, she's so scandalous. But I love everything she do the best. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ain't no competition, so down with it and so submissive. I'm in awe of you, all of you, you're my mission.
Got my mind in a trance,
got my mind,
my body's sure to follow.
Ooh, keep doing ooh, that thing you do, go ahead and
love it when you grind on me, when you put it right on
ooh,
me.
Baby.
All the faces that you make, all the sounds you create, hey, you put a little, hey, you put a little, hey, bit of bump in it. That's when I lose control.
Start squeezing and you won't let go.
When you put a little ump in it, keep telling me how much you love me. When you put a little ump in it, when you put a little bit of ump in it.
Love it when you strip for me. Ain't looking for a tip, it's a lot of way you just shake your little hips for me. And the way you lick your lips and do them little things to get me off. All I wanna do is get you off. Say you wanna be my girlfriend, baby. Ooh, ooh,
ooh.
That's all you're gonna hear when the lights go off. Love and how you do it. And I don't think there's another girl in the world for
love
me.
Love it when you wind on me. When you put it right,
right on me.
All the faces, yeah, that you make, all the sounds you create. When you put a little, when you put a little,
put a little
bit of bump in it. That's when I lose control. When you put a little bump in it.
Start squeezing and you won't let go.
When you put a little bump in it. Telling me how much you love me. When you put a little ump in it, when you put a little bit of ump in it.
Oh. Hey boy, you're the only one that I want. You're the only one that I wanna give it to in every way. I wanna please ya, not tease ya, like this. You say you like it when I squeeze a little bit. Well, you ain't felt nothing yet. I hear this beat in my head. Watch me move my hips to it. Left to right, right to left. I'ma have you out of breath when I put a little ump in it. When I put a little ump in it, oh, oh. Back and forth, my love, you gon' want some more. When I put a little ump in it, when I put a little ump in it.
Oh, my bad, my bad. I'm over here reading into the article for tonight. Yeah, we definitely going to get it in. We're talking about six surprising ways that autumn affects your sex life. So hold on, let me get some background music. Matter of fact, where is Jazzy at tonight? You know what, there's a number over here that's been over here for a minute. This could be her. I'm not for sure. I probably should just check anyway. You know what, we're going to check anyway just to make sure. Because if I find out that was her and I did not put her on, oh, she going to cut me. 404-399, who we got on the line? Hello?
Yo, it's me. It's me. It's me. It is.
Hey, Jazzy.
Hey.
Hey, y'all.
How are you, girl?
Hey, how are you? Yay.
Ooh, I'm so old.
Okay.
I feel drunk.
Oh, good Lord. Just a little bit.
All right. So, okay. So, let's go ahead and jump into our topic.
I did miss the topic, y'all know. So what is our topic for tonight?
For tonight, what we're talking about, seeing that the season is cooling off and everything, and they're saying there's six surprising ways that autumn affects your sex life. So that's what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about this, what are the six ways that they're talking about.
Sex life?
Yeah.
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 Damn. Nothing really affects my sex life. If I want it, I'm gonna get it. There is no stopping me.
Right.
So I can't really say that I don't have an effect on my sex life, because if I want it, I'm gonna get it.
Right. Okay. Okay. Well, here's a couple things that it says here in this study that they're saying. I believe it's the article is by Jenna Pincott. So, all right, check it out. This is what it says. In the spring, a young man's fancy lights turns thoughts of love. But what happens in the fall? So they're saying in the fall, it says you get a pick-me-up. Okay. Let's see how they're saying. Why does it give you a pick-me-up? So the leaves may be falling, but your libido expected to rise. Autumn is the season when our levels of testosterone associated with sex drive are higher than at any other time. Now, found in several studies, they track hormone levels year-round, and yes, this applies to women too now. Whether the surge is a result of an ancient mating instinct other animals have in the fall, or rutting season, as they call it, and if it's triggered by this the ceasing daylight or increased social activity, well, it's a scientific speculation, but for practical purposes, they say, who cares? But okay, so they saying, it might be like something deep inside of us, like the animals. They be trying to get it in, so they can have their babies in the spring and everything. Maybe that's something with us too, as people.
I got a disclaimer, because as an Aries, I mean, I don't feel like my sexual preference changes with the seasons. Now, I'm the same way every day around, all 365. Let me get about 3 times a day, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm great. Okay. Ain't no changing up. Ain't no switching with the seasons. This is all year round. If I don't get what I want, I'm going to be mad than a motherfucker. That's the only season change.
Right.
If I don't get what I want, I'm going to throw a fucking tantrum. That's the only thing you need to know. I'm going to win in the end. You going to give me what I want?
Hey, that's a whole nother show in itself. I'm just saying, when people ask are you denying them? They both.
Yeah, hey, I'm telling you.
Okay.
I just had this discussion today.
All right, we do have another caller. I'm going to read another one. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Miss Unbelievable. Sorry, I forgot to let you chime in.
I'm sorry. I just think, at the season for me, it doesn't change, but like I feel like more people are busy in the summertime and they're like outdoors more and they're doing stuff. Then when autumn gets and winter gets, here, you're more closed in and you're more one-on-one with that person. You guys got more in-house time to just do more in-house stuff anytime, anywhere. That's just playing, like the devil's advocate. I'm an Aries too, so I can understand what Jazzy talk about. I'm not even gonna go there. That's a whole different topic. I'm gonna stay with the topic. But yeah, it's just like you're more closed in and you have time to just get closer to me. That's a more intimate time that you can just connect, because you don't really want to be outside because it's too doggone cold, or you could be outside and it gets cold and then you run in the house. So, yeah. That's how I view the winter, summer, the changing of the seasons. You do more couple stuff.
Okay. I think the sexiest season, I think it's springtime. I'm just going to keep it 100. Springtime, right before summer hits, right when it starts getting hot. Hold on. Because everybody be from the cold, from the wintertime, it be cabin fever. Now you don't went outside. Everybody got their little shorts on, their little muscle shirts and everything like that.
That's what I'm thinking is Texas coming. But we're going to see what they say.
I'm with you on that. Mm-hmm. Spring.
Right, right. So.
I don't like the spring because my sinuses be killing me.
You know, we got sinuses and allergies too, but if I had to choose a time of the year, I would choose spring anyway.
I'm going with autumn because I like to dress. Yeah. I like to dress because you could, like you said, you could dress and move in.
Right,
you still can wear your short stuff and you still can wear like your cute stuff.
Well,
you just, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, all right. So, here's another thing that they're saying. Here's a new way that you can think of, or here's a new way that's going to make y'all think about Thanksgiving dinner in a whole new way. So, all right, now, what it's saying is men and pumpkin pie, a mere whiff of it is sexually arousing, found in a study by some neurological people, however you say it, neurological, blah, 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 but you know what I'm trying to say. I guess they're saying that, you know, from the smell of the pumpkin, something in the smell of the pumpkin, it gives men a 20% increase in penile flow. Okay. So, all right. So, some of you ladies, if you ain't putting out, you might want to give his ass some pumpkin pie. So, okay. Ooh-wee. I mean, is it the same for sweet potato? I don't know. But I think sweet potato is one of the things you can eat like pineapple. It'll give you a little nice taste. That's a whole nother show. I better stop. So that's what they're saying. Okay. So the smell of pumpkin, huh? That's what it do. The same. Does it help women? What smell helps them?
Then they also say, and then if you put with a hint of lavender, it helps as well. I think it's more or less the spices. Then more or less the pie. I think it's just that you use. Because different spices, they say, in general, helps your libido.
Mm. Right.
So I think it may be the spices of what you put in there. Yeah.
Okay. My bad. My little skinny ass is trying to get a piece of pie. So, all right, let's check in with the other caller right quick to be over here with us for a little minute. Let's see the thing on 612-250. Who we got on the line? Hello.
What's up? It's Nana Puddin in the house.
What's up, Nana Puddin?
What's up? What's up, people? I ain't got no pie, but I did make cake. My bad.
It's all good. So I want y'all ladies to do y'all look soggy ass mommy.
She's a mess. Ain't nobody gave me no kisses or nothing. Fine, forget all y'all. I got a real one. Miss. I love this. Yeah, I like y'all's subject. I don't like pumpkin, and I don't know too many people that too many guys that like pumpkin.
I don't like pumpkin either.
So I mean, I will make you a sweet potato pie and rub it all up and down.
Oh shit!
I'm just saying.
That sounds fun.
Okay. Okay, here we go. All right. So we got anything else on there? I got a couple more other ones that they saying. There's some things that how autumn can affect your sex life. I don't know if all of them fit. I know one of them don't fit me, but I don't know. But one of these do. So, all right, here's another one. It says, you can have an excellent date night. What could be better on a chilly fall evening than curling up and watching a warm, fuzzy, romantic comedy? You dig? What's likely to happen afterwards is a whole nother thing, but I think that's a good one. I mean, how
a comedy?
Yeah,
a comedy?
I mean, it don't have to be a comedy. It could be a movie, you know?
I like that. Okay, well, we can take that sweet potato pie, and cuddle up with that movie, and see what more from there.
Right? I'll just take you in any movie you got on, because as soon as it's over, I'm going to get me some. So it really don't matter.
I might even interrupt the motherfucking movie. Fuck you mean.
Okay.
How about we just be the movie? Just be the movie.
Be the movie. Be the
just
movie.
Be the movie.
Just be the movie.
It's Wednesday. I'm sorry. I'm an all season kind of girl, like Firestone tires. I'm just saying.
Oh, shit.
Grab the camera. Oh, wait. Action.
Make the movie. Find this sexy action. Hey.
Action. Who's ready for some action?
You better pump that
blade, that tripod.
There you go. Set that tripod up.
Girl, put it over there,
get
put
that,
it over there, put it over there.
Get that sweet potato pie.
Get that whipped cream. What?
Hey!
Do some things. Do some things.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was the question?
I don't know, but y'all got a whole nother party going on. I always heard people talking about some Netflix and chill, but y'all talking about some porn tube and a GoPro. I'm just saying.
Well,
all right. That's about right. That's about right.
It's Wet Wet Wednesday, and it's cold outside. It's Wet Wet Wednesday. It's cold here in Minneapolis. What do you expect the conversation gonna turn into? You can say let's have popcorn, and somebody gonna say let's have sex. I mean, it's just Wet Wet Wednesday. I mean, you can't name it that and then not talk about it. I'm just saying. I'm sorry. I'm in heat.
Yeah,
my bad.
Hey, I don't care what nobody said. Popcorn is sexy food, too. I just dropped some,
some
popcorn for me. My bad. I'm doing too much. So here's another one. Here's another one that they say that you can do. This is what I'm talking about. It really don't fit me. It might fit other people. I don't know. But it says you can spark a bonfire. Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
Just sit outside the bonfire, makes a moment.
That's sexy.
That's
good,
nice.
Cool.
Hey, y'all done that before? Bonfires? I ain't get bonfires.
Well, no, but I got a pit in my backyard.
But I'll do that.
I got a fire pit in my backyard. I was by a bonfire last weekend, but I ain't just supposed to have my way, so you know. I was ready to go home.
Okay.
I'm like, I don't want to be in the fucking woods. Well, if you take that, what you just said, in the fucking woods and turn that around, you would have been
right.
Okay.
Right?
Hey,
get the tree right quick. You know.
Hey.
Bend over. Touch your toes. I'm just saying.
Hey.
Okay. So, I mean, what is it about the bonfire that makes it sexy? I mean, you got to have, like, bonfire. I can see it. I'm trying to use my imagination.
Mean,
I can say, I mean, is it sexy? A bonfire, a glass of wine, and a blanket.
It's the warmth. It's the fire.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a blanket.
It's the fire.
It's the warmth.
Fire, alcohol,
it's
marijuana. The dark. A bonfire is a sexy picnic right there. That's just a sexy nighttime picnic. Just flipping a reverse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. There you go.
Right. But you know, everyone does define it anyway.
I'm a Gemini.
Fire is just a turn on within itself.
Oh,
yes.
Fire. Fire and desire,
baby.
Yeah.
But see, this is my thing, though. This is why, you know, I was always like, I couldn't see it being that sexy. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but don't the motherfuckers, little things be crackling and shit? Don't the little fire things jump out? Whatever, burn you on the body?
No.
I don't know.
If you make the fire
you
too big, yes.
you know, get that close.
Mm-hmm. Step back, you're getting kind of close.
It's just an ambiance that you have. It's just an added ambiance to what you're doing outside. I mean, you got to make the fire correct. You know, you'll hear the crackling sound, which, you know, can sound like music, you know. You just don't get close. You don't be like, oh, let me just do it on top of the fire. No. You back a couple feet from it.
Right. You try to have Benihanas all up in there. Flame on. Little volcano all up on your forehead. No, you don't get that close. You get close enough to be a little chilly so that y'all can hug and caress each other. But, you know, far enough back so you don't burn your toes. Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Because, hey, I'm going to keep it 100. I don't think too many sisters is going to be doing too many inside the hot tub with the candles getting it in. Y'all seen that video with that lady telling the man was having a sexy-ass moment? Oh, it was so sexy.
Why wouldn't they? I wouldn't sisters do it. Oh, I ain't got no hair weave. I'm all natural going under the water, baby. Let's go. I'm just saying. Let's go. Let's get it. and if he was really my man and I had a hair weave, then my man's setting it up to get it fixed the next day. Anyway, go ahead, baby. Work your magic.
Or just go with the twist and you won't have to worry about none of that.
I ain't worried about none of that. If I'm all into him, I'm not caring about my hair, the floor, getting wet, or any of that other stuff. We just gonna do what we do.
Amen.
Right.
I'm just saying. I got towels and I got a blow dryer. What's up? Right.
Okay.
If you're doing it right, you're gonna splash the water and put them candles out by themselves. Anyway, baby, what's up?
Amen. Wet it up.
Wet Wednesday. Y'all know I had to pop in today. If I don't pop in, no other day.
Right. And the show is appreciated. I'm just saying. I do got to play a music breather. So, all right, we're going to bring it back home to the Twin Cities scene. And we're talking about Wilder and all this other stuff. Check it out. This is Mike DeCole. It's called Nothing But a Towel. Monsters Radio, Wet Wednesday. I got a couple more things to read off. Ooh, this other one, I don't know how y'all gonna feel about that one. I'm just saying, but we're gonna get into it right after this. If I can do the play.
Little pumps with the red bottoms. I like you when you wear them tiny jeans that fit your curves so nicely, baby. That excites me. I'm a sucker for a short skirt, girl. To see your legs when you walk across the room, it almost hurts, girl. And I love your accessories, handbag, jewelry, makeup, all this like Maybelline. I realize it ain't all about.
Cause you are my
intelligent and classy and so sexy. Whatever you do, girl, keep doing that thing to me. Cause you bring out the freak in me.
Performing this Friday, September 29th, for the Zoe Dollars event at Privé. Just Will.
What a coincidence, we ain't spoken words since our last confrontation. Been about a minute, hold up, it's not a gimmick. I want the conversation, yeah. I wanna know how you been. I heard some things from your friends. Got two kids now. I'm so proud of you. Can I talk to you? Can I talk to you? I know you're not in that mood. In that mood. I wanna get closer and closer again. I wanna go way back to the day where we were. First, not my second, I'm a last. You're the future that presently taking my heart in the past. Wanna get closer, closer again.
Oh, I must admit, somehow you got control on me. If you think that I'm joking, think that I'm smoking. Again, I wanna go way back to the day when we were friends. You were the first, not the second, I'm a last. You're the future that presently taking my heart in the past. Wanna get closer, closer.
You are now listening to Wet, Wet Wednesday on Monsters Radio Live.
I love you.
Wanna get closer,
Yeah, Monsters Radio, Wednesday, couples music. That's Jess Will. I believe you can connect with him on all social media as I am Jess Will. You can also connect with me if you need to connect with him. Connect with me at monsterusradio@gmail.com. So, all right, we're talking about six surprising ways autumn affects your sex life. Now, ladies, we do have another caller that pressed one. We'll go ahead and jump into this one, then we'll check in with them and see what how they feel about what we're talking about tonight, or, you know, if we got enough time to start something else sexy. But here's the last one that they got up here. It says, you're in your prime baby-making time. Statistically speaking, this is our most fertile season. With birth rates peaking 9 months later, what's interesting is that sperm concentration and the count are at their lowest from August through October due to the summer heat. It often takes 6 weeks for the numbers to rebound. So, fellas, yeah, your shit's about to be strong as well. How you ladies feel about it? Does this make it sexy for you? Cool.
It don't matter for me because I can't have no kids, so hey, I'll bypass that question.
That practice away, though.
So it has no bearings.
Right. Okay. What about you, Jasmine? Knowing that you are going to be fertile this time of year, I mean, does that make you want to get it in a little more?
No. I told you it don't change. It's the same amount of time, 365. What part of this don't y'all understand?
Look, the jackrabbit has spoken.
Well,
my sex drive got to be as high as my mean sex drive.
Okay. So how you feel about it, Banana Button? You feeling
fine? I don't get the pull the headache card.
I can't hear you.
Say it again.
You feeling fertile and sexy?
I'm always fertile and I'm always sexy. And my tubes are not tied. So well, as you know, I love my kids. I love my kids. That's just all I'm gonna say on the air. Love my kids. If he around me, he better know. I'm fertile. It don't matter if it's winter, right? It don't matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall. In the winter, I'm a winner. In the fall, I'm a fall into it. Spring, I'm a spring into it. Summer, give me some. Okay.
Okay.
There it is. Well, what about you, E? What about you? You Fred?
Huh? What?
Well,
E.
I've been a desert for a long time. I don't know. Do I really count? I'm trying to get me some notes. Shit, I got notes over here. Yeah, bonfire.
He got me.
A romantic.
He got me over here coughing.
I'm just saying. I'm going to make it through this season. Can I report back next season and let y'all know how this season went?
Yep.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
We'll be looking forward to that.
Shit, if I get some, I'm writing a book. I'm just saying.
Get your pen and paper ready. Get your pen and paper ready.
612-246. Who we got on the line with Wednesday? Hello.
I can't even believe y'all tonight are cutting up without me. You had me on hold for like 20 minutes would not unmute me. It's Ms. K-Rod, out of Minneapolis, laying down here in Florida by the pool, listening to y'all cut up. I can't stand none of y'all. All y'all are grounded.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, honey.
Oh, here we go. Oh, Lord.
So, yeah, here we go. Yeah, your ass is knee deep in trouble already. So I sent this topic to him earlier, telling him that it would be a good idea. I'm an October baby myself here. So, yeah. Ain't no fertilization after like 30 something. Like, I'm 38 years old. Mm-hmm. This shit was like the Barren Sea, the Dead Sea, fucking halfway out of Las Vegas going into Arizona. Like, I had it nuts, bolted, screwed, taped out, scraped out. I ain't got the parts. I don't want nothing to do with it. My youngest is 17, man. It's baby-making season for some of y'all. It's cuffing season for some of us, and the rest of us are hanging out in the beard gang. Like, what's up?
My guy. I am not part of the beard gang. I ain't in it.
They put me in there, and I jumped out.
I'm in the sweatpants gang. I'm in the beard gang. There's like 8 of them now. We went from having, like literally 2.5, you know, like 2,500 people to 1.3 million active users overnight.
Whoa.
Wow.
So our pettiness level is through the roof. But it is October. It is fall now. It don't feel like it out here because it's like 92 degrees out right now. But I know no in Minnesota, but I'll be back there on the 4th. But y'all are crazy. I just want to let you know. You need to be quiet right now. Somebody needs to mute his mic because he's on my shit list right now. So.
Well, I mean, okay. I mean, tell us about some of the other things. I mean, you know the topic. You know about the 6 ways. I mean, break it down. I mean, about what was it? You know, about bonfires. I mean, do you do bonfires? I mean,
well, it's howling, you know, I mean, weather. Like, it's romantical. It is like the summer. You don't want to be touched on. You're sweaty. You're itty. You know, your bits and pieces and nooks and crannies. You know, But see, when the fall changes and stuff, everything starts changing. It goes to cuffing season. Gets a little cold out. You can lay up on the couch under some covers and, you know, go by the bonfire, have a little drink, have a little smoke, just chill out and stuff. Like, it's just nice. But it depends on where you live. It really depends on where you live, because we ain't doing that shit in Florida right now, but I bet y'all can get away with it in Minnesota. So I guess fall is, it goes with the geography, I guess. I don't know. I'm all up for cuffing season. Everybody knows it starts at the end of August. You know, we start making our rounds and shit like that, getting our applications in and through and shit by mid-October, you know. By Thanksgiving, we got a new boo. By Christmas, we got new earrings. And then by February, we're doing okay. And then March and April, you guys are single again. Fuck it.
Absolutely not.
No, damn, I think I get all those seasons backwards. I think all my seasons is backwards.
They are. You can't cut during the summer. There's too much going on.
Like the weirdo out of the group. Dang, I feel like the weirdo now.
Are you
no, boy, I'm there. I'm right there with you.
Hey, I know what you're talking about, though, because, hey, I did see a thing, like, what did it say? It said something about somebody being a homosexual.
Somebody, some guy said to me the other day, he was asking me out, and he's like, you know, I'm not one of those hobosexuals, and that's H-O-B-O, sexual. I'm like, what the fuck is that? Like, what is a hobosexual? He said, you know, one of those, you know, he's like, one of those niggas that just sleeps with a bitch because, you know, I don't have no place to live. And I was like, wow. So here we are back to that subject again. But it is getting cold, so, you know, all the benches, you know, people aren't sleeping on benches.
She's not lying.
On the couch cushions and
she's
shit.
Not lying.
But I guess there's a word out there for it now. Y'all can look that up on my Facebook page. It was pretty funny. But yeah, a hobosexual. H-O-B-O.
That's right. Both of my baby daddies in the box. Dang, they got a whole word for it now. Okay. Yeah.
And seriously, it's serious though. Wait, it's serious. Like, they are for real out. Like, guys are for real trying to get inside the crib because they're about to get cold. See, summertime, they can sleep in their car. They don't have to put the air on. You know, now it's about to be winter, snow on the ground. They trying to find a place to lay that head. And you say, get with the big girls. I'm serious.
I swear
you to God,
to eat too. You can only tell who the homeless guys are, like right around like August, because those are the guys, like mid July and August, they're hanging out in the barbershop, like all the way around, right? Because they got the fans on, they got the air conditioners on, right? So they sitting up there, you know, they sitting up there in the barbershop, like they trying to do something, but they ain't really doing nothing. They just chilling, literally. So you know, when the heat starts kicking on and shit, don't nobody want to be, you know. Ain't nobody out getting fresh that much, so they don't blend in as much. So they just trying to, and then it comes up to tax season, and y'all know that it's big girl white tax season coming up.
Okay. And you know they got 3-4 kids, so you know they get bread because they got 3-4 kids. Mm-hmm.
Right, so don't lend anybody money because they ain't giving it back to you after tax season. It ain't gonna happen. Don't let nobody crash on your couch. Oh, I'm going to get you, you know.
Because they ain't leaving.
They're going to get
they
you for your heat bill. I'm telling you. They'll be sleeping in your car. They'll be sleeping in your garage. It's fall, man. All, like, the rats, you know, the rats and the mice, they try to get in the garages and shit. It's just, it's the same thing.
They out.
Except these
they
motherfuckers
out.
You got to feed, right? Man, fall out.
They out. It's fall. Cover season is in effect. I'm serious. They be posting, just watch Facebook. I'm telling you. And this beer game and the sweatshirt game ain't helping y'all. They ain't helping y'all at all. Not at all. They make y'all more desperate. Yeah.
But I do want to say that it is coming up to gray sweatpants weather. You know, like you, like men look forward to sundress season. We look forward to gray sweatpants print weather. So it's got to be gray sweatpants. You can put some Tims on, you know. That's the look we're going for right there. Don't ever expect us to look you in your face between, I don't know, October and March. It ain't going to happen.
Well, come on. I don't care. I can look down there, but if you don't know how to use it, it's a waste of a look and time. I'm just saying.
I did put a warning, though. I put this, and this is a blanket statement, if he has a nice, full, thick beard and he's wearing gray sweatpants, I'm going to need you to run immediately. Just run, because it's a setup. Like, it's a setup. Like, just, it's a setup. Just run. Just run.
You got to just check the car. You got to check the car. You got to see what team he's rolling with nowadays. You got to see what team, though.
Listen, she just described
nowadays they got pinch hitters. It don't matter. They playing football. They playing baseball. They in the military. It don't matter. You don't know. They be fucking me and turn around trying to get with E. I mean, it's been like that. It happened.
y'all. All around.
Speaking of which. You know, Future has this song called Coming Out Strong. Ooh. And in his lyrics, it says, I only feel alive when I taste dick. I want a big, but I know it ain't safe dick. Hey.
Yeah.
Listen, yo, I was so confused when I heard these lyrics. I was like, what? This nigga said, only time I feel alive is when I taste dick. Nigga, what?
Wait. I'm looking. Hold up. I'm on these lyrics right now. You say, what?
It said, the only time I feel alive is when I taste dick. I want a big, but I know it ain't safe dick. Now, Bebo always get the words right on YouTube. So I went to YouTube and Googled, and pulled up the words. And in parentheses, it says still. It don't say dick. It don't say none of the shit that he say he said. It say still.
It says, I want a Vic, but I know it ain't safe. Must be out your mind. Do you know who I am? Used to hit it from behind. Do you know who I am? I can't give you all my time. Do you know who I am? That part?
Listen,
he talking about me. I don't see nothing about sucking no dick. I mean, you never know.
What lyrics are you on? Because, okay, he said, this is my thing. He said, okay, when Kodak Black called him out on it, because Kodak made a live video calling Future and asking him about it. He said the only time I feel alive is when I take it. He said he was talking about pills. But my thing is, if you saying take it, then why would they not put take it in the place of the words instead of putting still in parentheses, like it's a word that just ain't supposed to be there?
I don't even see that lyric on here at all.
Go to
I don't see that verse. I mean, like, at all. High classified, I got the truth, me barely. Like, a nigga don't dance, but he makes moves. He rock and roll chains. Boy, that's my, I don't even see that on here. Do you have the song? Do you have it?
Yes, I do. I have shared it multiple times. As a matter of fact, I shared the video that I was talking about in our message box, but there is a whole YouTube video.
I think that might be a remake. Like, oh, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like somebody.
No, it is Future. The song that I heard was Future's original song. It wasn't no remake, it was Future. And I listened to the song
It was the line right above that. So it says, because nowadays if they don't got it, they'll make it. The only time I feel alive when I take this, I want a Vic, but I know it ain't safe. So a Vic, it must be a Vicodin. I want a Vic, but I know it ain't safe.
No, absolutely
not. Must
be
out of your mind. Here, I'm gonna send this out onto the.
This says VIC, right?
This is the song lyrics, published. I don't know who the publication is. I just Googled it, came right up. But I'm gonna circle it and show you where it says that. I mean, what it says. But, I mean, you never know. The way these motherfuckers be rapping and non-enunciating things.
No, I can understand every rap that Future says, everything that he says in all his raps. Ain't no mixing up. There's no, you can't mix up take it and dick. There is no mixing those two up.
It says Vic, V-I-C, Vic. It's supposed to be Vic, like a Viking.
No. I'm talking about when he said taste. You can't mix up take it and dick. There's no way you can mix that up. And B-I-C, that's short for Victor.
I think it's Vic. I think it's a Vicodin. I think you're talking about popping pills. All
right. Okay. Well, hey,
I know she wanna be popping all over the gram when the cameras come out. Wanna be holding my hand. Yeah, he's talking about
everybody's suspect and then y'all, we don't know about these folks and then they may love dick, they may love girls, they may love folks. Hey, let them do what they do.
They're gonna do it regardless, right?
This is Jazzy B point. It's a whole bunch of suspect-ass, faggot-ass niggas in the industry. That's all I'm saying. Disclaimer.
Point taken. Point taken. How'd I get off of the out of a six and having the love? Come on, we're keeping the love in here, y'all. Love. Everybody need love. Everybody need love.
got the music that we wanted.
We know.
We're at the end of the show, so I guess we'll go ahead and do our last words.
Look, you sound like he's about to die over here.
You know he can't handle us.
Okay, you got any last words before we get up out of here?
Yeah, so I came in. I had to call back in because y'all wouldn't let me on the line. So I came in when you were giving out Will's information. And it is not I am just Will. It is I-B-E just Will. So the at sign I-B-E just Will, if you want to hear him. He's on all social media from Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, everything under IB Just Will. So look him up. He'll be performing on the 29th at Privé with you and the ones and twos. And I will not be there, gratefully and thankfully. But yes, so there's that. And I just want to let you guys know that I love y'all. Stay blessed. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep grinding little by little. Y'all making it successful. So keep doing it.
Oh, girl, we love you, that's too.
All right, so what you got for us, Jazz?
I want what she's smoking.
Whatever string that is,
can you inbox me and let me know? Is that some Girl Scout cookies, some sour diesel? Like, what are you smoking, Jazzy?
Oh, sherbet.
Sherbet. I know when I get picked up from the airport on the 7th, though, I'm going to need some. So, y'all have a good night. Thank you for letting me in. Stay blessed.
Yes, what's up? So, all right, what you got for us, Jazzy?
I just want to give a shout out to all the stoners and drunks in the world. Okay, that's it.
Just like that. Okay. What you got? It's unbelievable.
Put out there for the pimps and players getting ready for the fall.
What the hell?
I need to have y'all stuff right. You know the point. And for you one, okay. Leggings are not pants. For the final chat.
I thought I was the only one that thought like that. Nobody want to see your booty cheek. Nobody want to see your thumb. Nobody want to see the cottage cheese dripping out of the front of your pants.
And, you know, if you're coming, you know, just make sure he's your man only and not a side chick, her chick, he chick, we chick. I'm done.
Watch out for those Eskimos. Minnesota got those Eskimos. You know what I'm talking about, right?
We got the Eskimos with the short skirts,
the hoodies, and the Uggs, and the pumpkin lattes. Watch out for them, too.
With the bomber jacket.
She got a triple fat goose, some fucking Uggs, a short skirt, and a pumpkin latte with her hair in a bun.
Ooh, with the air muscles.
Y'all so
okay.
Bad.
With no edges.
Crazy, this is still
oh, weave.
All right, so listen, I'm going to be honest with you.
The weave just
drunk,
wrapped around the little
so
bun at the top
of
the hands
off my chest. His mom ain't going to take a while to get time, okay? Just listen.
I remember sweet smells and smell that smell. Pictures on your Instagram. With all due respect, girl, ooh, I'm just saying.